proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series about the Jewish high priests by looking at David's contemporary, Abiathar. Abiathar was the son of Ahimelech, who was also known as Ahitub, and Abiathar was the great-grandson of the high priest Eli. Abiathar first encountered David when, according to 1 Samuel chapter 21, the latter fled to the city of Nob, where Ahimelech was ministering his priest. On that occasion, David received showbread for himself and his men to eat. He also obtained the sword of Goliath from Ahimelech. When King Saul found out what had transpired, he had Ahimelech killed, along with the other priests from Nob. Abiathar escaped that massacre and joined David at the city of Keilah. When he arrived there, Abiathar brought an ephod and other priestly items with him. Perhaps those articles included the Urim and the Thummim, which would be able to reveal God's will unto him, Abiathar. According to 1 Samuel chapter 30, when David wanted to inquire of God whether to pursue the Amalekites who had ravaged his headquarters at Ziklag, David asked Abiathar to bring him the ephod, and the latter complied. At that time, God communicated directly with David. After David's coronation, Abiathar continued to serve as high priest, along with a man named Zadok. In 2 Samuel chapter 8 and 2 Samuel chapter 20, both men appear among David's officials listed as, quote, the priests, unquote. The writer of 2 Samuel 15 also referred to the two men as the priests, and noted, quote, Zadok therefore and Abiathar carried the Ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. When David fled Jerusalem during the rebellion of his son Absalom, Abiathar remained loyal to the king. David had asked him and Zadok to return to Jerusalem, along with their son Jonathan and Ahimaaz, Abiathar's son and Zadok's son, respectively. According to 2 Samuel chapter 15, David had told Hushai the Archite that, quote, what thing soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, unquote. Their sons, in turn, would relate to David any information they received from their fathers. 2 Samuel chapter 19 contained the account of King David's restoration to the throne of Israel. On that occasion, we read that, quote, King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar, the priests, saying, speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house? Unquote. Abiathar's downfall occurred near the end of King David's life. Rather than supporting Solomon, who was God's choice for King David's successor on the throne, the high priest Abiathar backed Adonijah, who was one of Solomon's older brothers, but not called by God to be the king of Israel. When Solomon ultimately ascended the throne, he refused to have Abiathar killed. Instead, he told that high priest, quote, get thee to Anathoth, unto thine own fields, for thou art worthy of death, but I will not at this time put thee to death, because thou bearest the ark of the Lord God before David thy father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. Unquote. Solomon thus allowed Abiathar to retire to his ancestral estates, Anathoth being one of the cities specifically reserved for the priests of Israel. Abiathar was replaced by Zadok, who had served with him in the priesthood. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.